When we talk about important political contests in Ohio, most people are talking about the GOP presidential nomination, but not everyone. In fact, Democrats have their eyes on District 9, a battle going on between two longtime congressional colleagues, Dennis Kucinich and Marcy Kaptur. Joining us now, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, why are these two Democrats, longtime politicians, at odds with one another?
Yeah, redistricting, Celeste. Good morning. After the 2010 census, legislatures all over the country started redrawing congressional maps in their states to favor whichever party was in control. In Ohio, the Republicans are in control and redrew a lot of districts. Also, Ohio is losing two seats because of population shifts. So that ninth district, we're talking, by the way, pretty much the coastline all along Lake Erie in the central part of the state, sort of to the northwest part of the state. That's the ninth congressional district. Now, you're pitting two Democrats against each other. You mentioned them. Dennis Kucinich, one of the most famous members of the House. He's run for president a couple of times, famously liberal, famously anti-war, always on TV, loves to go on television, and he's a popular guest. Against Marcy Kaptur, a 14-term Democratic congresswoman, the most senior woman in the entire Congress, a powerful appropriator, a longtime pro-labor, pro-union, sort of Reagan Democrat, pro-life member, and they're going up against each other.
And in fact, this is kind of a hint of what's to come, because 11 primary contests in states like Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and California will also pit incumbents against one another. How is this contest bearing out? I mean, these are two people that obviously voters in Ohio know them very, very well. They've been there long enough to have their records well examined. So how are they fighting against one another?
Marcy Kaptur has a little bit of an advantage just on the ground because the new 9th district encompasses a lot more of her district than Kucinich's. So she's running with more of her people, per se, than Kucinich's. But they're both famous. They're both well-known in the area. You're right. She's from Toledo. He's from more of Western Cleveland. Now, their voting records are very, very similar. So there's not a whole lot of differentiation on their voting records, except that Dennis Kucinich has voted against every war resolution, every authorization of use of force that you can think of. Marcy Kaptur has voted for many, not all of them, but many of them. So that's a pivot point there. The campaign has gotten a little bit ugly because, you know, the thing is, Celeste, their voting records are so similar that they've kind of dissolved into talking about some things that don't really have a lot to do with issues. There have been accusations of one side stealing the other side's campaign signs. There is an accusation of Dennis Kucinich, you said something nice in a resolution about this guy who's under indictment for racketeering. So, you know, the voting records have not been the big differentiation between them. One selling point Marcy Kaptur has, she's a powerful appropriator. And if she wins and stays in, she could rise to chairman of the powerful appropriations committee. That's a big selling point for her.
Although this is going to be interesting to watch. And again, we're going to see these kind of in incumbent battles in many states because of redistricting, as you said. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. And is the Democrat going to win when it comes down to the general election?
This is obviously going to be a very, very heavily Democratic district, but keep your eye on this race. The winner of this Kucinich Kaptur race takes on a guy named Samuel Wurzelbacher. Ever heard of him?
No.
Joe the Plumber.
Oh, Joe the Plumber returns.
The Republican nominee.
Thanks so much, Todd.
My pleasure.